That's savoury.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95 BFM.
Morning, Leisha. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Sorry about all of the kerfuffle when you came in. We're trying to announce gigs, tie my hair up, fix my computer. Has your morning been less stressful?
Yeah, well, I just rolled out of bed and came here, so.
Nice.
I'm always jealous
still,
of that.
Still
like
working
I've been
up
here for hours. But it's great.
What are we talking about today?
I've got a couple of cookbooks here today.
Awesome.
I'm going to talk about. One of them is just a trusted old one, which I've actually talked about quite a bit on this segment before. And the other one's quite new, which I think is a good gift for Christmas.
Ooh. A cookbook is a great Christmas gift.
Yeah,
great.
Well, people always buy them for me because they know it's a, you know, a sure thing. This book is, I think, a summer entertaining Bible. It's Otto Lengi's Simple, which is just, as the name suggests, it's quite, you know, all the dishes
Simple.
Are quite straightforward. There's not a lot of ingredients in each dish. And for summer entertaining, like if you're having a group of people over, it's all sort of Middle Eastern-y, and so it's great for like shared, big, you know, shared dishes.
And pretty easy if you are catering for different kinds of eating. So if you have vegans or vegetarians.
Yeah, there's a lot of vegetarian dishes in here. So the thing I love about the way he cooks is he uses a lot of like herbs and lemon, so everything's always really fresh tasting. And then also just like clever things he does in this book, like a couple of my favourite recipes in here. One of them is called Hot Tomatoes Cold Yogurt.
Oh,
and it's like char grilled cherry tomatoes. You char them in the oven or on the barbecue and they kind of pop and like make, you know, a sauce of their own.
They pop?
Well, because
they explode.
Yeah, they explode. And then you put them, and you cook them with herbs and olive oil and stuff, and then you put them on top of cold yogurt and they kind of melt the yogurt and so they create this like creamy tomatoey sauce. And just mop that up with bread, so that's delicious. And then he's got another one in here that uses char-grilled grapes, so he chars those on a barbecue and then serves them with burrata cheese. And it's just like sweet, you know, little pops.
Burrata cheese, where's your top tip for buying that?
You can get it from Faro.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a couple, they make it in New Zealand now, so, you know, all those things used to be imported, but now there's a couple of cheese companies that make it in New Zealand.
For the uninitiated, it's kind of like a, similar to a fresh mozzarella, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of in a ball with like cream inside it, so when you slice it, the cream kind of oozes out. Yeah.
Cheese is
really
gone.
Yeah.
And so also in this book, there's a lot of great salads that are bulked out with grains. So that's great for like entertaining a big group because they're filling. A lot of meatballs and a lot of fritters as well, which are also great for serving a crowd.
Love a fritter.
Yeah, fritters are great. Great way of using up leftovers, great in a sandwich the next day.
You can eat them while you're standing up.
Yeah.
I never thought about in a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then also another one of my favourite recipes in here is called mint and pistachio chocolate fridge cake. And you just melt mint chocolate, dark chocolate, and then you like mix in whatever you've got on hand, but in there he puts in raisins, cranberries, crushed biscuits and pistachio nuts. And then you put it in the fridge and it just sets and you slice it. And so it's like a homemade chocolate bar, kind of like a Rocky Road.
Quite Christmassy as
well.
Yeah,
it's very Christmassy. Yeah. But you can, it's one of those ones you can use like whatever you've got in the pantry, you know, you could use any kind of nut or any kind of biscuit. So yeah,
I've got this book actually, and I missed that recipe.
It's at the back there.
There you go.
And then this is a new book I just got the other day, and I bought one for my mum and my sister as well because I just think
they know that.
Yes,
oh,
they
thank
do.
God. I was gonna be like, you've just ruined your Christmas gifts.
It's called Pasta Grannies, and Pasta Grannies. It started as an Instagram account, and it was this girl living in Italy, and she realised that. The traditional way that the nonna, the grandmothers over there were making pasta wasn't being passed down the generations like it used to. So she started filming them making pasta like all around Italy because there's so many different kinds in all the different regions. And then she's just brought out a book, which is all those recipes all compounded into a book.
Wow.
And there's nothing I love more than pasta and old people. So I just think it's so nice. And it's a really great... you know, sort of gateway into pasta making because it's all the recipes are so simple. And if an 80 or 90 year old granny can do it, then you can do it too.
Yeah.
And they don't use a lot of equipment and there's a lot of shapes in here that you might not have seen before. And they're like sort of hand rolled, like little small ones and stuff. And yeah.
I have to say, I feel like making pasta is such an achievement. Like if you're feeling like
you did it the other day.
Yeah,
though,
I did
it
the other day for the first time. And like if you're having, you know, you want to do something with your day or it's the weekend or you've got a bit of time in the evening, I feel like the amount of satisfaction and achievement I felt about myself was really
glorious. It is extremely satisfying, and it's so nice, something to do for, you know, people that you love, you know, and you all get around together and make it together and then sit down and eat together.
I just want to say, someone texted in saying anything goes in a sandwich test, and I don't know whether I agree with that or not.
Yeah. I mean, how specific do you want to get here?
Anyway, I just feel like, does everything go on a sandwich? Anyway.
What is your favourite weird sandwich? Like, a lot of my friends are big chip butty fans, and I've always found that incredibly weird.
What?
Yeah, I'm not big time on the carb on carb sandwich. Yeah. I think it needs to have a little bit of freshness and, you know, crunch in it. But yeah, chip butties are a bit carb heavy and a bit boring, a bit bland, a bit sort of one-dimensional.
Yeah.
I like a chip butty, but anyway.
Well, anyway, so that goes in a sandwich, but not a fritter.
Well, no, I like the idea of a fritter in a sandwich, but I'm thinking, like, would you put, like, an oyster in a sandwich? Probably not.
A fried battered oyster you would, yeah. Okay. Like a po' boy, you know?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, anything goes in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Back to the pasta grannies.
Okay, yeah. As I was saying, they all the nonna, they have like these basic kitchens with like no equipment. They just have a rolling pin, and so it just really, you know, is something that everybody can do. And I don't know if we in this country kind of think as pasta is like a summery kind of, you know, thing, but all the recipes in here are super seasonal, and they, you know, have pasta for lunch every day. And like some of them there's one recipe in here where she just gets like freshly grated tomato. I mean, fresh tomatoes, good tomatoes, and grates them, and then they become like a sauce with good olive oil. I think a really nice gift for whether they're a pasta enthusiast or not, or just a budding pasta.
The book itself is beautiful, like the photography, and it's got pictures of all the grannies.
Yeah, and there's actually a little small book inside which has got the stories of all the grandmothers, where they come from, and yeah, some of them are like, you know, 97 years old still making pasta.
I love a quest to write down oral tradition.
Yeah.
Like some of those cookbooks are my favourite ones. Yeah, you know you're helping to put something on paper that otherwise might be lost. It's awesome.
And if you don't want to buy the book, the Instagram account is called Pasta Grannies, and then they've got a YouTube channel where all the all the nonna make the pasta on videos. So
I'd
if you don't want
that.
To read, you can just watch.
That's amazing.
Someone texted in, just back to the sandwiches. When I was a teenager, I was big on mashed potato sandwiches on thick white bread with lots of butter.
I went to school with a guy who would buy a pie from the tuck shop and then put it in between white
Someone
bread.
Someone else texted in. Literally
the next text. I think your friend just texted in.
Look, I don't want to be judgmental about people's sandwiches.
That's true. Maybe that's something we've discovered on today's breakfast show.
I might give it a go.
Truly, anything can go.
I feel like Leisha needs to give the mashed potato sandwich a go and report back.
Yeah, all right. That might be good in a jaffle, you know, in a toastie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. With some cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're all on the mashed potato sandwich tonight. Thank you so much, Leisha.
You're welcome.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.